music, and more from the Historic Holmes Theater with your host, Becky Mitchell. This program features artists and events at the Historic Holmes Theater in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. This show also includes artist interviews and features music and updates in our local area art scene.
This is Becky Mitchell at the Holmes Theater, and today joining me I have Louis Ronkin. Welcome, Louis.
Thank you, Becky.
So, Louis, you are a Lake Park resident, correct?
I am. I've lived in Lake Park for over 40 years. I came in 1971 and put my entire teaching career in at Lake Park and later Lake Park Audubon Schools.
Great. And you taught a couple different areas at Lake Park Audubon.
I started out as an industrial technology teacher, you know, teaching things like woodworking, welding, drafting, those various things. And eventually I moved over to computers as they came in and became the go-to guy to the schools. So eventually I started teaching the computer classes and then became the network technician, you might say, and installed the networks and the file servers and things like that. And that's how I ended my career.
And those varied interests and passions also apply in your personal life. I know the first time that I heard of you upon us moving to the Lake Park Audubon community was due to the fact that you did this Buddy Holly impression that people just rave about in the area. Tell us a little bit about that. How did you get started in that?
Yes, I started that quite a few years ago now, actually. A couple of original members from Bobby V's band approached me. They had been asked to do a theater show, and they didn't think they had quite enough material. They thought the natural thing would be to have a Buddy Holly type beginning for the show. And I did that and just really liked it. And after a few years doing it with them, I kind of moved on, and I'm doing it now just by myself. I put together a one-man show, and I enjoy doing that every once in a while, yes.
And is that something you do kind of around the region here, or do you travel to do that? Or how much time do you spend kind of touring, I guess?
Well, I don't, quote, tour. I have no desire to do that. In fact, that's kind of been my life story. I'm a homebody and don't really want to go very far. I just finished one here a couple weeks ago down in Foley. That's about as far as I care to go. You know, I've got to be able to drive home and take care of the dogs.
Sure. And so is it an area that, because I know, is it an area that you kind of do when people approach you, or do you advertise to do that?
No, I don't advertise. I know my strengths. That's not one of them. So it's pretty much when people come to me. You know, I have a couple of key targets that I look for because of the audience age is
sure.
Also the types of people that would enjoy this show, you know.
Well, I have seen the show several times, and I can vow it is very enjoyable, and you do a great job of kind of not only the entertaining side but the education side of his career and you know, a little bit into his life as well. So
yeah, thank you. That's kind of the niche I went for. There's such a story to tell with that whole event that I kind of concentrated on that even more so than the music.
Great. And then I think the other area that I maybe next heard about was the fact that you do a lot of work. You're kind of a jack of all trades. And I say that because my husband, who is a little bit of that himself, just kind of worships all that you do. He admires you so much because the fact that you dabble in so many areas. And I know you've worked a lot with classic cars as well and kind of redoing cars.
Yeah, that's another thing. I didn't really gain that interest till later in life, but I've kind of become one of these guys that I have so many things I want to do. I truly go to bed at night planning my morning, you know, when I can get out to my shop or whatever it may be and start the events of that day. Cars has been important to me also, but I normally just do that in the summer, and right now I've been on a 39 Lincoln Zephyr Coupe for at least 10 years, and it's finally getting close. I'm getting tired of that project, but I'm looking forward to the next one, which is waiting in my shed.
And I think that's so interesting. You do a little bit a little bit on each project as you feel the urge or the need. You're not, I think that I've come to know that about you that you like to do a job that you're happy with as opposed to rushing through something, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, my shop is kind of a mess because I, as a glue dries on one project, I move on to the next one. You know,
absolutely.
I just kind of walk around.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then you also build guitars, correct?
Yes, I've built a lot of guitars. I've never took the effort to number them, but gauging by the years I've done it, and I know about how many I've done each year, I think I'm somewhere around 130 to date.
And what do you sell your guitars, or do you have them on display, or what is the...
A little bit of everything. I can't even remember where they've all gone, but every once in a while one will show up. I don't advertise. That's not my niche. And if I did, my greatest fear would be I'd have orders for 6 guitars and then I'd be committed to something and I wouldn't like that.
Right, you wouldn't find the enjoyment.
No.
So, mostly acoustic guitars or electric guitars? Or...
No, actually, the first guitar I built was an acoustic guitar. I met a fellow that built guitars and I was just amazed by that, and with my industrial type background, I knew I could try that. I built an acoustic guitar first, and a couple of years later, I got that one back, or I saw someone using it in Fargo, and I looked at it, and the neck had moved, and it was a poor playing guitar at that time, and I was just kind of embarrassed by that. But it made me decide that I wanted to focus the type of guitars I built on another area. So I normally don't build acoustic guitars. They're strictly either archtop jazz guitars, which are made just like a violin is made, the same process, or some type of electric guitar. And those are the ones that interest me the most.
Okay. Now, I know we've had, with the Holmes Theater, you've worked with us a time or two, and you were so gracious a few years ago to have one of our World Fest groups come through and see everything. You also have quite an extensive just collection of instruments. Do you refurbish, say, a violin, or do you kind of stick with the guitar area?
Many years ago, an acquaintance of my mother-in-law passed away. And that person was a violin guy, and he just loved violins and would stay in his little chicken coop as a shop at many nights, all night, working on these instruments. So I went in and bought everything from that little chicken coop shop of his, and I came home with about 75 violins and miscellaneous other instruments.
Wow.
And that kind of was my start. I eventually... They were all in need of repair, and I eventually fixed all of those, learned how to do that, and sold them. And started a guitar collection, but about that time, we'd also built a new house, and we moved into our new home, and within a couple of weeks, I had a burglary. And I only lost one guitar out of that, but it told me that I better quit collecting guitars, and I do not collect guitars anymore. I love them, but I have the opinion that if I want a certain guitar, I'll build it.
Sure.
I do like guitar amplifiers. I'm trying to learn some electronics now, and I love the old tube-type guitar amplifiers, so I'm always looking for those now.
Great. What would you say to somebody, and I also know you do quite a bit of woodworking, which is kind of linked with the guitar building, probably. It stems mm-hmm. together a bit. What would you say to maybe a younger person? You know, right now in the state of Minnesota, that we as a state are so supportive of the arts in general in comparison to many states in our country. And lots of aspiring artists, I think, up and coming. What would you say to somebody who is thinking of going into a certain area, or what's some advice you'd give to a young person, I guess?
Well, I think whatever they do, they should try and get some type of advanced education for it. And there are so many more avenues to take these days than from my era. And I find them just fascinating. And you know, we live in a digital world, and things like trying to find a job is usually done over the internet now, and which is a great thing. Therefore, I think there's even more opportunities for the arts and artsy-type people. I remember as a child, I learned my music, and although I didn't continue it on to be a career, but I learned the basics of music and music theory as a 10 or 11-year-old. I had just a great teacher that would bring home his college assignments and give them to me. And I learned that early on. But I also learned early on that wasn't going to be my path in life. And probably my parents were very conservative and really didn't want me out and about doing that too much. And along the way, I developed many other interests, and I love music, but I also love many other things.
And I think that's true. I mean, even today, the number of artists that you meet that are just doing their art probably are few and far between. Most mm-hmm. have something else that they do as a sideline, and the art tends to be a side hustle, as I've heard it termed.
Right.
Do you do any lessons, or I know you say you don't really advertise. If somebody was looking to find out more information or to talk to you, is there, do you like to do that, or do you prefer not to do that?
You know, I always have to seem to have two or three students, and yes, I do, but once again, I don't like to be tied down with it. I currently have a couple high school kids that are both of them are just super talented, and that is very enjoyable. And I find myself saying that, where as a teacher I kind of believe the opposite. I think the most joy you should have is with the teachers with the students that stumble and have a tough time. I think you've done your greatest work with those kids. But boy, it's fun to have musically talented students, and I've got a couple right now.
Absolutely. I imagine you tend to have some impromptu jam sessions maybe with those students.
Oh, yeah. It's part of learning. Yeah.
Do you, so when you play with students, do you play more modern music that they're interested in, or do you play more the, you know, Buddy Holly classic type, or a little bit of both?
I think for teaching purposes, I try and pick songs that are traditional, that they have to know them.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I encourage them to do whatever type of music they like, and then I'll try and help them with that.
Great. So what are the things that are still on Louis' to-do list? What are some areas that you want to dabble in, or is there a guitar you want to make? Or
oh, there always is. I just finished restoring a 1948 gas pump. That was a fascinating project. I just have tons of projects like that. There isn't anything I wouldn't like to build. It's just a matter of, you know, where am I going to put it, or how much time is it going to take?
That dirty four-letter word, time, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Louis, so much for joining us. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we close?
No, I just thank you for taking your time to speak with me, and encourage people to go and see that Holmes Theater in the complex in Detroit Lakes. It's a great thing for the community and for the surrounding community.
Well,
thanks, Becky.
Thank you, Louis. And we hope to see you at the art show next year with those beautiful guitars again.
Thanks, Becky.
This program has been funded by the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.